Welcome to Shom Machshava and Daf Shir sponsor Luyunish Basan Beakashom Leavas Yitzchok. We're holding Ksuvis Daf Pei. The Mishnah with Beis brings that a Shemeris Yovan that dies. What do we do with the Ksuva or Nechosim and Nechnosiv Yitzimimim, which means Zichse Miluk? So B'Tsham may say, Yachloiku Yorshe Abal Im Yorshe Av. Meaning, even though it's hard Nechosim, still Yorshe Abal also get a portion in it. From here, you see that when it says something im something else, means that the second thing, the thing that we say im, that's the main. Yorshe habal, or inherit together with what? With Yorshe av. That's the main Yorshe. The main Yorshe is Yorshe av, it means her family. But here, Yorshe habal will take as well. But the im refers to the main thing. This is a raya, the Toises Yeshanim and Yumid Daf Peheim when Beis brings. That whenever I have a sentence that I say X im Y, the Y is the Iker. And he brings Rabbi Nutam that is proving for this Mishnah, which is also quoted in the Gemara Nevamos, that the im always refers to the Iker. And Mimele, when it says in the Mishnah in Ovis, Yofe Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz, means it's good to learn Torah together with working im Derech Eretz, that means Derech Eretz is the Iker. And Torah is just secondary to Derech Eretz. And this is what you see from our Mishnah. The Toises Yeshanim himself disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam for two reasons. One reason, because the Gemara there in Yumo says that Yom Kippurim is Mechaper im HaTshuva. And the Gemara there explains that there's some Averis, that it's not enough Tshuva. You need to have also Yom Kippurim. And the Gemara says there clearly that these Averis, if you do tshuva, it's not enough, you have to do Yom Kippurim. But if you have Yom Kippurim, you may not need tshuva. Discussion, Mechlekes Rabbanan and Rebbe, does Yom Kippurim mechaper without tshuva or not? But you see that there's a tzad when it says Yom Kippurim mechaper im tshuva, that the main thing is Yom Kippurim, not tshuva. Because we want to say that a person can do tshuva and it's not going to help him and he needs Yom Kippurim. So Yom Kippurim is the ikar. Why it says Yom Kippurim im tshuva? That's question number one, Tosfos Yeshanim asks. And the second question that Tosfos Yeshanim asks is, how can we say Torah im Derech Eretz, and Derech Eretz is the Iker? You want to tell me Derech Eretz work is more important than Torah? How can he say such a thing? We know that Torah is supposed to be the Iker in life. We know that Torah is supposed to be Kva, and the Melachtam is supposed to be Arai. So therefore, the Tosfos Yeshanim there disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam, that this is a rule that whenever it says im, the second thing is Iker. And only by us, it's different, because here the word im is unnecessary. We could have said Yachloiku Yorshe Abal veYorshe Av. What's im? Im to tell me the Yorshe Av or the Iker. But in general, im doesn't mean that. That's what the Yeshanim wants to say. The Yeshanim himself already answers the question for the Gemara there in Yumo. That what it means that you need to do Yom Kippurim im Hatshuva doesn't mean that Tshuva is the Iker. It means even though you did Tshuva, but with the Tshuva, after you did Tshuva, you still have to do Yom Kippurim. In other words, to say really Tshuva there is the Iker in the context. Once you did tshuva, you already have something, is that enough? No, you still need the secondary thing, which means the second process, which is Yom Kippurim, which is more important. But there in the context, is right to say im tshuva, because we're talking once one did tshuva, you still need to do Yom Kippurim. That's what Yeshayim asked on that question. But the second question, you have to understand, when Rabbeinu Tam says, what does it mean, toiv toyim derech eretz, and derech eretz is the ikar? So the Ma'aral and Derech Chaim, on that Mishnah, in Ovis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, he explains it. The Ma'aral there is a longer richus to say that Torah is the hashlam of the neshama. How does a person complete his neshama, his ruchnius, his spirituality? Through Torah. But how does a person complete his physical body? That's through melacha, through work. The Ma'aral shita is the work is not only to make parnasa. Work is a shlama saguf. And the Ma'aral says it goes there in length, it says in Perikovas a few times, that in order for a person to be complete, to be shalim, he needs to have both, Torah and Derech Eretz. So in this point, the Ma'aral says like this. We know that in this world, what's the Iker? The Iker is the Guf. We want to come and complete and emphasize the Neshama, but the world is a physical world. Because we'll put the Neshama in this world to elevate this world as well, and to make the Torah Iker in the Malacha Tafel. But Lamais, at the end of the day, what is the main focus of this world? The main focus of this world is the physicality, is the gashmis. That's what you need to take care of. You need to take care of in the right way, and then you can go to the spiritual. That's why it says, toiv toyua im de'acheretz. As if de'acheretz is the main thing, the main method, the main focus in this world. We have to take care of the physical. When this is taken care of, then a person can also focus on his toyua. When a person says, I'm going to learn only toyua, and he completely ignores his physical needs, that will never work. It's not shayach for a person to be that way. He needs to make sure that he's eating well, that he's sleeping well, he's taking care of all his physical needs, so then he can learn Torah right. Because that's where a person is. A person is in the physical world. That's what it means, yofet Torah in derech eretz. The main thing, the balabais of this world is derech eretz, and the Torah is a spiritual, which doesn't belong here so much, and we're bringing it and connecting it to this physical world. So Yemele Shofir Rabbi Tam says, and based on our mission over here, then when it says something, something else, the something else is the Ikar. Anyone want to join the Shomach Shava, email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.